Day Brisbane, and sought to celebrate more than just our river or skyline, as the Lord Mayor Adrian Schinner said, quote, "These images capture the moments that make people fall in love with our city, from sunrise on the river to afternoons in our suburbs." While the Lord Mayor's votes have been selected, 23 People's Choice Awards are still to be voted on by the public, letting Everyday Brisbane have its say in the competition. The prints will be on display in various locations across the city. Make sure to check them out.
James Cook University has paused its decision to scrap Study Week for trimesters students in 2027 following backlash from students. The university did not consult with its student body before announcing the removal of its Study Without Teaching Vacation Week from the 2027 academic calendar, a decision that students say was widely unpopular. Since hearing concerns from students and the JCU Student Association, the university is reviewing the change and considering feedback. JCU is also considering reducing traditional face-to-face lectures for science and engineering courses, but there are concerns that this could also impact student experience.
In national news, doctors are set to strike in Melbourne next week as a pay dispute with the state government continues. From 12:30pm to 4pm on August 13th, public hospital doctors will stop work at hospitals in Parkville and Melbourne CBD and rally in Grattan Street in the city. It will be the first protected industrial action at Victorian public hospitals for 20 years. The Australian Medical Association Victoria said that affected hospitals, which include Royal Melbourne Hospital and the Royal Children's and Women's Hospitals, have been asked to reschedule non-life-threatening appointments on that day, although doctors in emergency departments and other critical frontline services will not take part in the strike. AMAV President Simon Jenkins said doctors have been trying to negotiate a better pay and conditions deal with the state government for 12 months, with many reporting high levels of fatigue and stress, as well as no pay for overtime work. Other statewide actions will also occur, including disrupting billing of patients, refusing to do unscheduled overtime, and refusing to answer emails and phone calls from hospital management.
Australian free-range farmers will be allowed to continue to label their eggs as free-range if they have moved their hens indoors to protect them from the H5 bird flu. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, is relaxing its enforcement due to the outbreak. But Deputy Chair Mike Keogh says, quote, "If they've got their birds housed, there's an obligation to communicate that, particularly to retailers, but also more widely to the consumers," end quote. Victorian egg farmer Zach Jeffries wants to see temporary label changes allowing farmers to use the same cartons, as ordering new cartons is expensive and wasteful, with a minimum order of 60,000 cartons. As H5 bird flu cases rise, the risk for the poultry industry increases, and the state governments across Australia are considering implementing mandatory hen housing measures.
In international news, at least 11 people are dead and dozens more wounded after Ukrainian strikes on a Russian beach resort and the Crimean Peninsula. According to a social media post from the Crisis Task Force for Russia's southern Krasnodar region, three children were among seven killed in a drone attack on the seaside village of Arkhipo-Osipovka, with 21 people rushed to hospital and nine in a serious condition. Four people were also killed in a Ukrainian strike on Crimea, another popular summer destination for Russian tourists. The United Nations has reported an increase in civilian deaths in the Russia-Ukraine conflict throughout 2026, with no end of the war in sight. There was no immediate comment from Ukraine.
For your weather today, Brisbane is slowly warming up, like a lobster in the pot of our very own, the Prawn Star. It is now 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. We encourage you to take a second to wander into the bright shine of our sun and bask in it. Hark! The sun god smiles upon us this cool winter morning. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Just when you think you've hit rock bottom, there's always further to go. You're listening to The Anteroom on 4zzz.
At 4zzz, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.
Good morning, you are listening to The Anteroom here on 4zzz 102.1 FM. And I pay my respects.